This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The idea behind giveaway groups has expanded to travel, creating a treasure hunt of sorts for hotel guests searching for pay-it-forward items left by previous guests.
I'm not talking about last night's Chinese delivery to your room. I'm talking about things like bottled water, food, snacks, the things that, you know, a lot of times we go on vacation, we get all excited, we buy all this stuff for our room, and then we have stuff left over at the end, and this is just a way to share it with others.
Coming up, we'll talk to WSJ travel columnist Dawn Gilbertson after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Online groups like FreeCycle and Buy Nothing that promote giving away free unwanted goods have become popular on social media, and now that ecosystem has extended to travelers. And no, we're not just talking about hotel shampoo or a couple of bars of soap. Dawn Gilbertson writes the WSJ's Carry On Travel column, and she joins me to discuss how these groups have created a treasure hunt of sorts for hotel guests. Hey, Dawn, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Dawn, free stuff? I thought there was no such thing as a free lunch.
You know, there's a surprising little corner of the travel industry where you can pick up some other people's vacation leftovers. I discovered it in Las Vegas and found it's much more prevalent than I thought.
You're not talking about, like, leftover food, right?
Oh, no. I'm not talking about last night's Chinese delivery to your room. I'm talking about things like bottled water, food, snacks, the things that, you know, a lot of times we go on vacation, we get all excited, we buy all this stuff for our room, and then we have stuff left over at the end, and this is just a way to share it with others.
So how did this trend start?
Paying it forward and sharing things with other travelers, just like with other neighbors on those Buy Nothing and FreeCycle groups, has been around for a long time. But what's different now is there are Facebook groups devoted to sharing this information. You know, for example, the Disney Vacation Club, which is Disney's timeshare. I mean, several of those complexes have their own Facebook group where, you know, say families that are checking out can say, hey, we have strollers, we have diapers, we have water, we have soda. Here's where we're located, or here's where we're going to put it. And would you like to come and get it for free?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where are these things left for people then to come and get it?
It really varies by hotel, by destination. In Yellowstone, there's a Facebook group for Yellowstone visitors. And, you know, some people say, hey, we're leaving today. We're going to leave this at this place outside the park or in our hotel in Las Vegas. A really popular place for some reason, maybe just to kind of keep it out of the way, is ice machine rooms and vending machines. People that have something to give away for free will post a picture in these Facebook groups and say, hey, come and get it. It's here. Here's where it's located.
So how much of this leaving behind free things is people just not wanting to be wasteful?
It's a combination. It's people wanting to be nice, generous, and not wasteful. One of the travelers I talked to said, you know, every time they go on vacation, they buy so much stuff and they end up throwing it away. Or they worry it's going to get thrown away by the housekeepers, you know, because hotels have different policies on that. So it's just a way to say, hey, let me do something good with this.
Are the hotels and the resorts, are they okay with the free stuff being left behind? Do they understand the fact they should not quickly sweep all this up?
No, it's interesting. I reached out to the two largest hotel chains in Las Vegas. And in fact, one of the people I talked to wasn't even aware of it. So it's not like there's six cases of bottled water, you know, on the casino floor. But I think it's hidden enough where it's not a problem. You know, some people say they leave it with the bellman, they'll leave a note. Some people just stick it out outside their door and they'll put a sign up that says free. So, you know, really travelers just have to be on the lookout for this kind of thing if they're trying to save a buck.
Sounds like the sort of thing you might see on somebody's front yard, a sign next to an appliance or something that says, come by, free, take it.
Yeah, it's like bulk trash day for travel, you know, except it's a little more organized and the things can be valuable. I mean, one of the biggest items in Las Vegas in the group that I talked to is coffee machines. People either have one sent or bring a small like coffee maker or Keurig from home, and then they'll re-gift that to people when they leave. So, you know, that can save you a lot of Starbucks money.
So, Dawn, how would somebody find out if there are free things at the hotel that they're going to?
So besides looking around when you're there and looking for those little things that say free, you know, looking around the front desk, the most important tip that I could give is to look for Facebook groups that are focused on your destination. You know, you'll see it in there and you'll find all these groups where people are sharing things. So, you know, when you're doing your regular research for your trip, see if this might be an option. Here's the thing, though. You can't count on it. And some groups, by the way, have very, very strict rules. Like you can't send them your grocery list. Here's what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? And have somebody like, you know, deliver it to your door. I mean, the onus is on the traveler here. Someone else is being nice to you. So don't expect too much.
This is quite a camaraderie among travelers. There are actually nice people left in the world.
Oh, 100%. It's good to know, isn't it?
All right. That's Wall Street Journal columnist Dawn Gilbertson with us. Dawn, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.